Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. And today we're continuing to talk about how to make your factory more eco-friendly. Remember last time it was a conversation between Mandy, Vincent, and Olivia. Mm. And toward the end there, remember Vincent mentioned something about case studies. That was part of the extra dialogues there. Some case studies there as part of his research. And he's going to bring up some examples of other factories, other companies, and he's going to tell us what some of those companies have done to make their factories more eco-friendly. So here we've got a case study about Coca-Cola and their sustainable factory, which I believe is down there in Mexico, in Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico.
Oh, really? Mm. Yeah, I've heard about that. In our last program, we talked about how you can look at case studies and get some more information. In terms of making a decision for your own group, I think case studies are amazing. We use case studies a lot in business school, and you can learn a lot through just watching other people's experiences and looking at the mistakes they made so you don't have to repeat them. We're going to look at Coke's sustainable factory and see why it's so sustainable. We're going to read through first.
Manufacturing plants in many industries are moving toward more energy-efficient operations. One example is Coca-Cola's FEMSA bottling plant in Mexico. Coca-Cola set out two clear goals for the factory to meet by 2020. The first was to reduce the factory's overall carbon footprint by 20% in comparison to its 2010 score. The second was to ensure that 85% of the energy the factory uses comes from sustainable resources. Coca-Cola has been very successful in achieving its first goal. The Carbon Trust, a non-governmental organization that helps companies shift to low-carbon operations, has praised Coca-Cola for its carbon reduction efforts. These include improving the manufacturing process to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide it creates, which cut emissions by 35% between 2010 and 2017. What's more, machines were installed with software that monitors energy use, as well as fitted with cooling devices that reduce heat loss. The factory also uses more sustainable energy resources. Its new trucks use biomethane fuel that's better for the environment than gas. Furthermore, a wind farm in Mexico has been supplying energy to the plant since 2010. Another wind farm will start doing the same in the near future. The FEMSA plant already gets 57% of its energy from renewable sources, while another Coca-Cola factory in Brazil gets 100%. Although Coca-Cola says there's still more work to be done, it has certainly made impressive progress so far.
Okay, guys, let's take a look at the first sentence here. Manufacturing plants in a lot of industries are moving toward more energy-efficient operations. If you manufacture something, typically you're making a product in large numbers or on a large scale. Notice I said in large numbers or on a large scale. We use different prepositions. Sorry, prepositions are crazy, huh? Mm. So if you are making something in large numbers, you're probably making it in a factory that has very big machines, or machinery is the word we use for a lot of machines. So we're manufacturing and we're using a plant or a factory that's very energy efficient, which is cool. Here it says a lot of these manufacturing plants are moving toward, so they're changing slowly over time toward being more energy efficient, saving as much energy as possible in their operations. Operations just means their business operations or the day-to-day running of their business. We've got an example here that's Coca-Cola, FEMSA bottling plant in Mexico. I wanted to mention a lot of times we have acronyms. That's the capital letters that are all squished together that stand for different words. In English, we don't like to, you know, 拼出来 everything like you guys do. We don't like to say APP, we say app. The rule for foreigners in terms of acronyms is if it's possible to say it out loud, meaning there's a vowel and consonants that kind of work well, we will say it as one word. We won't spell it out like you guys do. And here, you can kind of say it. So we say FEMSA. So that's the rule in terms of acronyms. If you can say it as one word, we do. We don't like to spell it.
And you might be asking what FEMSA stands for. Well, I would tell you, but all those words are Spanish words,
yeah.
And we're supposed to be studying English here. Basically, it's a big company in Mexico, and they produce lots of beverages. I believe FEMSA also owns the largest chain of convenience stores
in
Mexico as well. It's called OXXO. 7-Eleven is not as big as OXXO. If you go down to Mexico and you want to go to a 7-Eleven, good luck. You're probably going to find an OXXO much faster. But in any case here, this is a Coca-Cola bottling plant in Mexico. More specifically, I think it's in Monterrey, which is the third largest city in Mexico after Guadalajara and Mexico City. And Coca-Cola set out two clear goals for the factory to meet by 2020. So here we've got a verb phrase to set out. It could mean a couple of things. Most commonly, it means that you begin some kind of journey. Have Paul and Lisa left for their trip to Hualien? Yes, they set out at 7 o'clock this morning. They left at 7 o'clock this morning. They began their trip. They set out. But in this particular case, it means that they established these two goals, or they simply set these two goals. They established them, they talked about them, and they said that's what they're going to do. So they've got these two clear goals that they want the factory to meet by the year 2020, which is less than 2 years away.
Cool. So the first of their goals was to reduce the factory's overall carbon footprint by 20% in comparison to its 2010 score. So when you're talking about something overall, you're talking about the big picture, everything. You're not looking at one specific fact or one specific area. You're taking everything into account. You take everything as a whole. So their overall carbon footprint, how much carbon you're using in your daily lives, that's your carbon footprint. And they want to reduce it by 20%. 20% of what? Well, 20% of their 2010 score. So they're comparing what they want to do with their old score in 2010. In comparison, when you compare something or compare two things or more, you're looking at them and you're trying to see what the similarities and differences are between them. So that's their first goal, to reduce the factory's overall carbon footprint by 20%. That's a good goal. What's the second one, Tom?
The second goal is to ensure that 85% of the energy the factory uses comes from sustainable resources. So that was their second goal. The first one, of course, was to reduce the carbon footprint. And now I've got the second goal. They want to guarantee or ensure that 85% of the energy that the factory uses comes from sustainable resources. So they can't use coal or they can't use petroleum. They've got to use sustainable resources, which are renewable. You could also call them that. It's wind power. It's also solar energy, maybe geothermal energy, maybe hydroelectric power. Those are all examples of sustainable resources. The ones that don't basically burn fossil fuels. When you burn fossil fuels, of course, they're gone forever and they kind of cause some pollution. Sustainable resources are better for the environment. Okay, now moving on to the next paragraph here, it says, Coca-Cola has been very successful in achieving its first goal. And remember, the first goal was to reduce the carbon footprint by 20%, okay? So they don't release so much carbon or carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. So, yes, they've achieved that pretty well. They've been very successful. The Carbon Trust, a non-governmental organization that helps companies shift to low-carbon operations, has praised Coca-Cola for its carbon reduction efforts. So if you're trying to reduce your carbon footprint, you might want to consider consult this NGO or this non-governmental organization by the name of the Carbon Trust. They can probably take a look at your factory and determine whether you are actually reducing your carbon footprint. So the Carbon Trust took a look at this factory in Mexico, and they liked what they saw. This particular NGO also helps companies shift to low carbon operations. So if you shift, that means you change, and usually you use the preposition to shift to something else, to change over to operations that don't use so much carbon.
Or if you have a car that's not an automatic and you have a gear shift, you'll shift gears, shift from one gear to another. So they've been very good with their first goal. Good for them. These include, and I wanted to say they had praised, this NGO praised Coca-Cola for its carbon reduction efforts. These include improving the manufacturing process to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide it creates, which cut emissions by 35% between 2010 and 2017. That's very good. Sounds like they actually accomplished more than the goal they set out to accomplish. So that's pretty cool. Carbon dioxide is a gas that is produced just by living. Carbon dioxide can kill you, though. It's carbon monoxide that kills you if you have problems in your home and you don't have enough oxygen there. But carbon dioxide, it's created by using some of these fuels that we have out there. If you cut emissions are things that, let me explain the word emit. To emit something is to have something leave and come out. So emissions is that production and discharge of gas usually. For example, if you have a motorcycle or a scooter, you have that tailpipe, and you have that exhaust that comes out, those are emissions. And in the States, at least, we have car emissions tests where we have to go and see if our car is emitting or sending out bad fumes, bad gases that are polluting our air. If you cut your emissions, you're doing very well and you're helping the air for everybody that we have to breathe.
Indeed. And this is very important, of course, for Taiwan because of the densely populated cities. And I think it's every year or so I need to take my scooter down to my local motorcycle guy, Mr. Xu, and he checks the emissions.
Oh, he does a test on it.
He does it, right. He turns on the computer there and then he takes these metal rods and he sticks it in the exhaust pipe on the scooter to check those emissions. And, you know, if there are too many bad emissions there, of course, I can't ride the scooter anymore. Have to get it fixed or something like that. So far, you know, it's passed with flying colors. But hopefully someday all scooters will be electric scooters and there won't be so much noise and so much pollution. But that's a long ways off. But in any case here, yes, we're talking about reducing your carbon footprint. You want to reduce the amount of CO2 that you create. And so here the Coca-Cola plant, FEMSA, in Mexico, has reduced emissions by 35% between 2010 and 2017. Now, moving on here, it says, what's more, or in addition also, machines were installed with software that monitors energy use as well as fitted with cooling devices that reduce heat loss. So, of course, in that bottling plant in Mexico there, they've got those machines that do the work there, but they've also installed those machines with software or computer programs that will monitor the energy use. And here we've got the verb to monitor, which again is a verb. It just talks about checking up on something, giving reports on something to make sure it's not doing something it's not supposed to be doing.
Yeah, if it's used as a noun, many of you have been to hospitals and seen heart monitors. Those are machines that keep track of your heart and your pulse, the rate of your heart. We have a computer monitor. Those are those big screens that we look at. Those are used every day by most everyone. Even your laptops have that screen. It's a monitor. So these machines that are installed with software that monitors energy use are also fitted, or this device is included in them, they're fitted with cooling devices that reduce heat loss. A device is a word we use for any sort of mechanical equipment. Usually a device is smaller than, say, a piece of machinery. It's a thing that is usually used as part of a machine, or maybe it's part of some sort of electronic equipment. So a device. So fitted with just means it's been installed or it's attached to it. Moving on to the next paragraph, it says the factory also uses more sustainable energy resources. Its new trucks use biomethane fuel that's better for the environment than gas. So probably the fumes that are emitted from the biomethane fuel are much better for the air or our environment than the fumes from gas or oil.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't like that word methane there because, of course, carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, but methane is much worse than carbon dioxide. So biomethane, my goodness, I hope that doesn't actually cause more damage than they mean to stop.
It does look like it's organic, though. If they put bio in it, it means it's part of the earth. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it's okay. I'd like to do some research on that myself to find out exactly what biomethane fuel is.
It says here a biogas is a gaseous form, which just means a form of gas, of methane obtained from biomass.
Okay, good enough. Okay, very good. But in any case, these trucks will use biomethane fuel, which is better than gas or gasoline, which is what most vehicles use nowadays. Gasoline, of course, comes from petroleum. And when we burn gasoline, of course, we pollute the air to a certain extent. I guess this new biomethane fuel will not pollute the environment so much. It's better for the environment than gasoline. I hope it doesn't explode or something like that, but I'm sure it's been thoroughly tested and it's working quite well. Now, furthermore, or in addition also, a wind farm in Mexico has been supplying energy to the plant since 2010. Now, a wind farm, of course, is a place that has lots of wind turbines. Taiwan has a number of them as well. I've seen quite a few wind turbines along the ocean in Hsinchu there. I think they exist in other parts of Taiwan as well. And when you have a bunch of wind farms together in one place, that is a wind farm. Mexico has them too. A wind farm there in Mexico has been providing energy to the plant for about 8 years now, since the year 2010, since the World Cup took place in South Africa.
Well, another wind farm will start doing the same in the near future. The FEMSA plant already gets 57% of its energy from renewable sources, while another Coca-Cola factory in Brazil gets a whopping 100%.
Ooh.
That's pretty amazing. Good for Brazil. So although Coca-Cola says there's still more work to be done, it has certainly made impressive progress so far. It certainly has. So good for them. So this is a great case study where other companies might look at it and go, oh, okay, we could do that. Look at this. Let's try this. So hopefully some other industries will, in fact, follow the example of Coca-Cola. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher. And then when we come back, we have a couple of discussion questions.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 好，我们今天要继续来谈绿能永续经营这样子的概念。我们前面有一长篇的对话，而在对话之后，我们要做一个 case study。这个个案研究是哪一家公司呢？ Coca-Cola。 Coca-Cola 它怎么样让它的工厂成为绿能工厂？ Sustainable Factory 达到永续经营的目的呢？好，这边我们就来探讨一下。当然有很多产业他们正在这样做，他要朝的方向就是更加的 energy efficient，更加节能，这样子的一个运作方式。注意到这个字 operations， operation 它当然基本上有很多的用法跟意义。那这个它指的就是指运作，不是手术，而是运作。好，我们看一下怎么样节能呢？这边提到可口可乐公司，它在墨西哥有一个 bottling plant， bottling plant 讲的就是装瓶的工厂， 注意到 plant 这个字一样有很多解释。Plant 可以是指植物，可是这边是工厂。那提到可口可乐公司呢，他们在这一家工厂里面，他怎么做？他明确的说了要有达到两个目标。第一个目标就是说到2010年那年跟现在到2020年之前呢，他一定要减少整个工厂的碳足迹20%。好，提到这个片语 carbon footprint 这个字，我们常讲迪奥只要提到环保都会讲碳足迹，所以这个一定要记起来。再来就是它后面的 by 20%。 我们知道 by 这个介系词它很有趣，常常加一个数字，但是它表达的意思是说差距要差多少， by 20%要达20%这样的不同。好，那接下来我们再看他第二个目标。他的第二个目标就是说，他为了要就是要确保他工厂里面他使用的能源呢，有85%都是来自于 sustainable resources。我们知道 sustainable 是代表永续的。那什么叫做永续资源、永续的能源呢？讲的就是绿能。那以下就会进一步说明。那我们就从刚刚那两个目标，这边从第一个目标说起。第一个目标，其实可口可乐公司已经成功达成了。那他当然透过一个公司来帮他，协助他完成。那这个公司发现说，这几年来，他呢，的确改善了他的制造过程，减低他的二氧化碳量。而且呢，这些 cut emissions, 注意到这边有一个 which cut emissions by 35%。 好，我们提到了 by 的用法，用了第二次，这里一样是讲这个差距在2010年和2017年之间，它降低了，达到 35%。 好，除了 by 的用法之外，再注意到前面的 which。 我们知道 which 这个字当然它就引导出来一个关系子句，不过如果有逗点隔开的话，就要特别留意它为什么要逗点。这种非限定用法里面的 which 有时候指的就是他讲的前面这一整个描述，以这个用法这边就是如此，它不是单一个名词，而是指前面整个的描述，它达到了后面这个结果。那么此外呢，还有呢，注意到这个 transitional phrase 转折词 what's more。 好，刚刚前者谈到的，接下来还有一点就是他的机器部分。他的机器部分呢，他说他都设置能监控能源使用的软体，还有他安装能减低热能流失的冷却设备。这边有一个 as well as， 我们知道 as well as 他这个片语相当于 in addition to， 以在这边来说就是除了后面讲的之外，还有前者，这两个都做了，也就是软体部分还有机器的冷却设备部分。好，最后这一段谈到说可口可乐这家工厂呢，它在第二个目标上面有没有达成，基本上呢，它现在用的风力发电，在以墨西哥厂这边来说，从2010年起开始就提供了风力发电来提供能源。那另外还有一座发电厂，他说不久的将来也会跟进。而就再生能源来说，其实它有 57% 的能源是这样，是用再生能源。而另外在巴西的这间可口可乐工厂则是达到 100%。 可见说起来就是提到前后的这两个目标，它都有非常成功的结果。好，那回过头来再注意到文法上跟几个重要的地方，比如说我们刚刚提到 sustainable， 它代表永续经营的。我们说到一个工厂是 sustainable factory， 就是一个绿能工厂，那用的能源呢也是 sustainable resources。 但是讲到 sustainable 之外，我们看到这个 renewable， 谈 renewable resources， 讲再生能源，其实意思也就是 sustainable resources。 好，那 while 这个字也要留意它的文法架构，前者如何而后者怎样，这个 while 有一点前后的对照性，这个连接词特别注意。我们今天讲解就到这边结束了，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time now for our discussion questions. Here is the first question.Have you ever visited a factory? If you have, describe the experience. And if not, what kind of factory would you like to visit?
I have. I used to work for a Japanese company, Mitsubishi, and they had a side business, a small business, where we made apple chips. They were like potato chips, but made out of apples, so they were really healthy. And I went to visit the factory in Washington State. There are a lot of apple orchards where you grow apples.In Yakima, Washington. Anyway, it was very fun to look and see how they were produced. I'd never been in a factory before. You usually have to wear special clothes and you want to keep, you know, hair and things away from food. So we had to dress up in these really unattractive uniforms. But yeah, it was really fun to see how things were made. Machinery is fascinating to me. And I think as time goes on, we're going to have more and more things made.From just pure machines and no people involved.
I hope we can solve the unemployment problem that will result from that. I hope people can find jobs and ways to make money as machines take over. But I guess for me to answer this question, I'm not really sure if I have visited a factory before. I worked for a company that was like working in a factory, but it was like assembling mail packages, okay? Uh-huh. And they used all these different kinds of machines. And I had to feed these things into the machine, but I don't really know if that constitutes a factory or not.
I think so.
It did feel like it. You know, you had an 8-hour shift and you were standing in front of those machines the whole time and you had to keep them running and stuff like that. It was a very boring job, but I tried to make the best of it. Of course, while I was, loading the hoppers in the machine, I was making up all sorts of weird songs and I was playing air guitar while I was waiting for the machine to start running again. Yeah, I had a pretty good time there. I made the best of it. It was actually, ironically, a job I had in order to save enough money to come to Taiwan many years ago. So, yes, I guess that was a pretty good experience. And if I had to visit some other kind of factory, well, I suppose I'd like to visit some of the factories here in Taiwan that manufacture wafer chips or things like that, just to see how things work here in good old Taiwan. Now, here's our next question here. How could you be more environmentally friendly in your everyday life?
Well, one of the things that I'm not very good at is bringing bags along with me, plastic bags, when I go to a store.So usually I have to buy a plastic bag and take it home. So that's one thing I could do to be better. What about you, Tom?
Take a reusable bag with you. Mm-hmm. And don't use those straws, of course. If you drink something, you can always just put that glass up to your lips. It works just as well as a straw. And maybe ride my bicycle already. But I already ride my bicycle
pretty much.
Yeah, I'm already very environmentally friendly.
You are.
I don't really need to answer this question. I'm a perfect citizen.
Good for you.
Well, actually, no. We could all stand for some improvement.
Yeah.
But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you all for joining us. And please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.